Hey, Dan Sheridan here. It's a pleasure once again spending time with you. We are on lesson number 8 in our Civics Made Easy course. We entitled it, We're in This Together. The best way to preserve or turn a nation around is from the bottom up, not the top down. That's what we're discussing in these lessons. We're beginning with the individual, working our way out to the national government, not the other way around. That's the most important thing you should learn in this series of studies. Now, in our last lesson, we learned about the organization of the New England Township, and in this lesson, we're going to begin to look at some of the township offices. Now, I want to stress again how important the township is in American history. You know, all of us are familiar with the American Revolution. We see movies about it. We've read books about it. It's constantly celebrated on history, TV, and things like that. And when we think about the Revolution, we usually recall the great gathering in Philadelphia that produced the Declaration of Independence and the names of Jefferson, Washington, and Adams, and all those great sages who gathered and wrote those documents that marked the Revolution. But that meeting, I just want to stress this, that meeting that produced the Declaration of Independence was the end result, not the beginning of the Revolution. Let me explain further. When people of that day in the 1770s thought about independence, they didn't think about it in terms of the nation, but in terms of their own commonwealth. In other words, what took place in Philadelphia was the result of a grassroots movement, a local level movement. It was a bottom-up movement, not a top-down movement. Now check this out. This is an amazing fact. Between April and July of 1776, over 90 declarations of independence were written by townships and counties throughout the colonies or states. Now think about that. There were over 90 local declarations written the 3 months before Jefferson wrote on his hallowed parchment. That's quite a thing. The Revolution wasn't the creation of the Continental Congress. It wasn't a central government plan. America is the product of town meetings. The 150 plus years before the Revolution saw the freest and most popular government in the world. And there wasn't a place on earth where there was so much free discussion among the common people about public concerns. The English statesman Edmund Burke marveled at as he observed America, and he said this, "Nowhere else in the world is there such a fierce spirit of liberty." That's a great statement. This fierce spirit of liberty began with individuals and townships, and these townships are the smallest unit of local government, yet they produce the largest benefit, the Revolution. Now, the town meeting in that day was a lively gathering. The main officers were the townsmen, or the selectmen. They made up the executive board, essentially. And the main business of the town meeting was to legislate for the town. The discussions were heated, but they were discussed. People met, they felt responsible to be there. Their own interests demanded that they be there, and they felt it. They should be there not only for their own good, for the good of their children, and for the good of their neighbors. Now, prior to the Revolution, it was in these meetings that parliamentary law was developed and political patience was tested and matured. Town meetings were training grounds for statesmanship, and that's because it forced people to discuss things rationally, thoughtfully, and patiently. The town meeting created the leading men of the Revolution, men like Samuel Adams, who was called the man of the town meeting. Now, during the Stamp Act days, town meetings were the main sources of protest. For instance, during the Stamp Act trouble, the Cambridge town meeting instructed its representatives to do everything in their power to repeal the act. And here's what they wished, and they wrote it down, that this vote may be recorded in the town book, that the children yet unborn may see the desires that their ancestors had for their freedom and happiness. Think about that. This was not a national directive, it was a local one. The people in the town wanted posterity to know what the town did to preserve the freedom and happiness of unborn generations. Now, I know I told you I was going to talk about the various offices in Township. I only mentioned two in this audio. I'll get to the other ones in the next one. I want to keep you around. I like your company. Now, I thought it was good to stress one more time the importance of the Township. Now, in our next lesson, I will talk a little more in detail about the various offices of the New England Township. And by the way, have you gotten involved in your Township yet? Try it out. You may become the next Samuel Adams. Learn the lessons that the Founding Fathers learned about the Township. It's a great training ground for statesmanship because you have to face your neighbors and discuss things with them rationally. That's a great lesson. This is Dan Sheridan. Thanks for listening. Until next time, remember this, we're in this together, so be good to one another.